What about the issue of maintenance therapy in the metastatic setting? There was an interesting study presented at ASCO looking at pemetrexed. Can you talk about that?
The lines are blurred, or increasingly being blurred, between first-line and second-line therapy in lung cancer. Traditionally, in the past, we had the paradigm of 4 to 6 cycles of therapy, give somebody a break. When they progress, go to second-line. What we learned from the pemetrexed study and from the PHIDIA study using docetaxel last year was that if you give second-line therapy earlier in the course of patients, it appears that progression-free survival, and in the pemetrexed study, a strong trend for overall survival was also seen. So it may well be that the paradigm will shift and that we'll give first-line therapy for 4 cycles and then switch to early second-line therapy in that setting before progression actually occurs. The interesting thing which makes this even more complicated, though, is how do you then factor in maintenance antibody therapy? If we're going to be giving cetuximab and bevacizumab, how do you factor that into your maintenance strategies? There's also a large randomized trial which is looking at Tarceva as early second-line therapy. And so I think how we learn to integrate all of these is going to be challenging.
What about pemetrexed in the first-line setting?
I think, Neil, you're going to be seeing a lot more use of pemetrexed in first-line. Giorgio Scagliati presented data at the World Lung Cancer Conference last September in Seoul, Korea, which showed that patients were randomized between cisplatin and pemetrexed versus cisplatin and gemcitabine, and found that while the overall survival and progression-free survival was similar between the two drugs, in adenocarcinoma patients, which is the majority of what we see in the U.S., it appeared that pemetrexed was a superior agent.
It was interesting. I guess that just got published, and then there was an editorial that Larry Einhorn wrote about.
My feeling is that we know that the conclusions of the large study are that these drugs are similarly efficacious, and I think that you can certainly say that. So I don't think we're hurting our patients with adeno by giving them. And so I actually think that we will see the use of pemetrexed in first-line lung cancer, and it may be preferentially in adenocarcinomas.
What about pemetrexed with Bev?
We're learning now through some pilot studies that carboplatin, pemetrexed, and Bev appears tolerable, and I think we're going to learn similar things with cetuximab and pemetrexed and carboplatin. So I suspect that there will be good evidence within the next 6 to 8 months to make doctors feel comfortable using those regimens first line. I don't believe we're exactly there yet, but I think we're close.
What about pemetrexed with radiation therapy in stage 3 disease?
So pemetrexed, the great advantage of pemetrexed with platinum or carboplatin or cisplatin with radiation is it appears you can give it at full dose, which you really can't do with anything else other than etoposide. You can give full dose pemetrexed. So Dr. Govindan's group and others in the CLGB have done that in stage 3 disease, and it looks very promising. So it may well be that pemetrexed cisplatin or pemetrexed carbo replaces either carbotax or cis etoposide with radiation. Again, the data is still preliminary and it's early.